You see that some obeyed, whom he praises, and others disobeyed, whom he corrects by what follows, saying, Now if any man appears to be argumentative, we have no such tradition. Because if, after some did well and others disobeyed, he had included all in his criticism, he would have both emboldened the first group and made the latter more negligent. However, now by praising and endorsing the first and reproaching the other, he both invigorates the first more effectively and makes the other more intimidated by him. The criticism alone was enough to wound them, but now that it is compared to others who have done well and are praised, it pierces with a sharper sting. However, at the moment he begins not with criticism, but with commendations and great commendations, saying, Now I praise you for remembering me in all things. For this is Paul's trait. Even for minor matters he crafts high praise, and not because he seeks to flatter, far from it. How could he do so when he values neither money nor glory nor any other such thing? Instead, he arranges all his actions for their salvation. And this is why he emphasizes the praise, saying, Now I praise you for remembering me in all things.